The nearly two-week-old ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas is under strain. Yesterday, there was a rocket attack against Israel from the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Today, Israel resealed its border crossings with Gaza. Israel's response is unlikely to satisfy at least one group of its citizens. They accuse their government of failing to protect them from Hamas rockets and mortars. So they say they're going to separate from Israel. Matt Gutman reports that it's mainly a gimmick, but one with a message.
You won't find the independent state of the Western Negev on an Israeli map, and driving here to this area bordering the Gaza Strip, you won't encounter too many signs of a breakaway republic. But you will see its flag. It's draped over the gates of farming communities here. It's also plastered on a lot of cars. The flag is based on an Israeli flag with a Star of David in the middle, but the stripes flanking it are red. That's to symbolize the red alert, the alarm that sounds every time rockets are fired into Israel from Gaza, and of course, blood. Inscribed in those red stripes is the ancient Jewish proverb, "If I'm not for myself, who will be for me?" This so-called state is really a confederation of farmers and kibbutz members who claim the real state of Israel has abandoned them to the whims of Hamas rocket launchers. So they want to separate from the state of Israel, at least symbolically. The group's leaders, people like Tal Moyal, are already making demands.
We demand that the security cabinet exact a price for each fired rocket and mortar, that the crossings into Gaza close. We really don't want to harm the innocent, really. We are people who support the peace process, but if the people of Gaza don't like it, they should pressure the terror groups.
Moyal is an agricultural advisor. He's also a reserve soldier who fought in the war in Lebanon 2 years ago. He's not the type of person you'd think would advocate secession from the state of Israel. Neither is Tamara Cohen. She moved back here with her husband and 2 children after spending a few years in Phoenix, Arizona. They expected it to be tough, but not a shooting gallery.
The last months, yes, it was a wake-up call for us. We understand that the government is not behind us. Today we had a rocket. Yesterday or a day before we had 3 rockets. And you know, it's always just luck that nobody was killed.
Since Israel withdrew from Gaza in 2005, more than 10,000 rockets and mortars have pounded the Western Negev. The area includes the traumatized town of Sderot. The rockets have killed 10 Israelis, though they're wildly inaccurate. Still, the Israeli government remains unable to stop them. Israeli officials say they know the situation is difficult for the people here, but they don't take the threat of secession too seriously. Just after my visit, a red alert sounded. A rocket hit Sderot again. No one was hurt this time. But folks often are. Sagit Mordechai was injured in a Qassam rocket on Sderot 2 months ago. Now she's just fed up. We spoke at a kiosk where locals were nursing beers.
I mean, you really want to live here, but nobody does something to keep you staying here, you know, give you this security. Yeah.
Few people here speak English, but everybody seems to know the word security. The lack of it is why 20% of Sderot's residents have left in the past few years. And despite the ceasefire, those who stay huddle indoors during daylight hours. Tal Moyal says his group has taken down protest tents and they're laying off badgering government officials during the ceasefire. They say they don't want to harm the chances for a prisoner swap with Hamas. It's been holding Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit for 2 years now. But Moyal and his comrades aren't optimistic. They believe the ceasefire will end violently and the state of the Western Negev will again have to fend for itself. For The World, I'm Matt Gutman, The Western Negev.